You and Grant for breakfast. Triple M.
Possible showers with tops of 15 degrees in Mount Gambier. Good morning. With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Katja Rose Moss. Two Mount Gambier locals have been arrested and charged with serious drug offences. Limestone Coast Police carried out a search on a local home on Wednesday, July 11th, reportedly locating and seizing a quantity of cash, methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. A 41-year-old woman and 30-year-old man have both been charged with traffic in a controlled drug and unlawful possession. The man bailed to appear in Mount Gambier Magistrates Court next month. Emergency services have rushed to the scene of a house fire in Mount Burr. Late last week, CFS were alerted to the blaze with multiple calls to 000. Nine volunteers attended the fire, unable to enter the home due to fear of structural collapse. Officials have requested fire calls investigators. Limestone Coast locals are being urged to think of the environment when flicking on their heater this winter. The City of Mount Gambier have put out the call. Environmental Sustainability Officer Aaron Izzard says there are simple steps.
Yeah, well, for winter heating, I guess the first tip would be really just to heat what rooms that you're in. So there's no point in heating up your whole house if you're not using, you know, all the rooms. So there's no point heating up a bedroom if you're not in there, you know, during the day, or when you're, you know, you're awake and walking around, if you're only in your lounge room or your kitchen or the like. So only heat the spaces that you're actually in.
And Limestone Coast locals are set to flock to the 2019 Red Hot Summer Tour, the show heading to Mount Gambier. John Farnham will be bringing his smash hits to the region, the limited run of shows kicking off in Batemans Bay, before making its way to our region on the 6th of April. Tickets go on sale on Thursday. Now to sport. The Mid-Southeastern Football League's A-grade sides have gone head-to-head, Robe dominating on the field. The locals broke through the Hatherley side 18-9-117 to 211-83. Glencoe have taken down Kongerong, the Burrs besting Nangwari. Tantanoola and Kalangadoo have faced off, Kalangadoo taking home a 64-point win. More local news headlines in half an hour.
You and Grant for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.